You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Well, Ron and I are sitting here doing the numbers, and we think that the real estate market's pretty good. That's right. You know, Ron, people ask me, what do I think is going to happen in the real estate market, and is there something going to happen? And I say, yeah, something's going to happen. We're going to have pretty steady growth. Because in the past, we went up, we went down, we went up, we went down. This time, it's been kind of a real steady, slow, real thing. And now we've got the cranes. They're coming off the buildings. The buildings will start delivering units probably in 6 months, maybe a little sooner, maybe a little longer. Paraiso's starting to deliver units. Michaels has opened over there already. What an awesome place, by the way. So what do you think, Ron? What's going to happen? People going to close?
Absolutely, they're going to close. I mean, all these new construction units that are waiting to be completed, most of our buyers have put up 50% deposits. So with a 50% deposit, you know you have a serious buyer. You know, what we've experienced since 2011, you know, this market that we're in now really started gaining momentum about 6-7 years ago now.
Right.
So if you go back to 2011, 6 years ago, pretty much our median price, single family, median price for condos across Dade County has almost doubled in this last 6 years.
No way.
So if you bought a home, you know, 6 years ago, median price of that house across Dade County, the median price of a single family house in Dade County has increased about 90% in the last 6 years. Same thing for condominiums over the last 6 years. Now, we had fallen, you know, quite a bit before the recession, during the recession, but it's been steady growth since then. And, of course, it's all about the numbers and the population. You know, the one thing we haven't talked about here today is the fact that Florida is growing at a very rapid rate. I mean, we're one of the fastest growing states in the country. Only one of seven states, as I mentioned earlier, that does not have a state income tax. That's attracting a lot of people from outside. The state of Florida now has over 20 million people, the third largest state in the country behind California and Texas. And now what we have watched is that this growth is growing now at the rate of 1,000 net new residents per day. So, you know, the sun just set here a few minutes ago. Well, from this morning till tonight, we have 1,000 more permanent residents living in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And that's after, you know, adding the ones that moved or subtracting the ones that moved away, adding the new ones that births. I mean, you get the net number out of that. Actually, the U.S. Census Bureau says it's 1,007 people every day that are planting their residency in Florida. Now, these three counties, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, represent 30% of the state's population. So we have about 6 million people in just these three counties. So theoretically, about 300 people a day are just moving to these three counties. So, you know, a typical apartment building is 150 units. If you have a couple of people per building, it's like we need a new building every day just to accommodate the growth.
Oh, thank you. Say that again.
Yeah, I'm saying, if we have 300 people a day and there are two people to an apartment, you know, 150 unit apartment building, you know, is going to absorb just the new growth for that one day.
You know, that's amazing. You know, I sell a lot of urban land. You know that we've done a bunch of deals, and you know, I have people calling me, and when I drive around town and I complain to my mom about the traffic, she says it's my fault, and she's right. But you know, these people, the developers keep coming. They keep wanting to do deals. There's always a new one. They always have a new model. They always are financeable. And if you can match them up, I call it taking them on the right date. If you can find the right certain situation for them, there's still a lot of drag in the development market. People are continuing to build. And now people that build residential are building complementary components and calling it mixed use.
Yes, and but at the end of the day, you know, it takes us a while to absorb what we build over a period of time. You know, Miami now is an urban market. I mean, we're building 75, 80-story buildings now. Well, it takes a number of years to do that. So we build them up, and then it takes us a couple of years to absorb all that inventory because we have to build it all at one time. You know, the old days, it was easy. You know, when Lennar would go out and buy 400 acres on the edge of the county, and they could build 10 homes and sell 10 homes, then they would build 10 more and build 10 more. Well, now you have to go out and build 500 all at once. And it takes us a little while to absorb those. And we will over time. You know, the median price of a home today, in a single family house, median price at the end of December in 17 was $335,000. If you roll that back 6 years before, the median price was $172,000. Mm. So almost double the price of the median price of a house in Dade County. Condo median price today is $230,000. 6 years ago, it was $122,000.
Well, I know who they can call to help pull some of that equity out.
Absolutely. We all know.
So, Ron, what do you guys see going forward? We talked the population's going to grow. We talked the market is stable. We talked about there's going to be deliveries with a lot of deposits. So with pre-sales, there shouldn't be a lot of overhang. So it seems to me like it looks like a healthy market on the horizon.
It's a very healthy market, and we're attracting more permanent residents today than we had been. You know, Miami is a place where a lot of people want to be. When I moved here 40 years ago, a lot of people said, it's changing too fast. You know, why would you want to live there? Today, people want to experience our diversity. You know, we're probably one of the most diverse places on earth today. But we've all found not only a way to live with each other, but to enjoy each other.
We're on the highway.
Unless we're on the highway, that's true. But you know, when you look at all the cultures, all the languages, all the food, every part of our diversity, people want to experience today. So we have a lot of millennials now that didn't grow up in a diverse environment, and now they all want to live here.
You know, it's interesting. Let's go back 40 years ago. Education was a problem. Today, we graduate more college students than anybody else in the country. 40 years ago, there was a real lack of infrastructure, especially east-west infrastructure. Today, we've got terrific east-west infrastructure, and we're working on the north-south infrastructure. I'm talking to the guys at Apple right now. culturally, we didn't have culture. We had the Miami Dolphins. That was it. And Flipper. I used to go freeze Pepsis and sit on the grandstands. Now we've got the Dolphins, the Marlins, the Heat, the Panthers, the Ballet, the Art Center,
Art
the
Miami,
museums,
Art Basel.
It goes on and Emerge for technology. It's a completely different ecosystem. And we've only got a couple minutes left. I'd really like to get your bottom line, Ron.
Well, the bottom line is that we have seen prices settle down in the high end over these last 2 years. Our high-end sellers are now ready to sell at today's values.
Okay.
And we have more pent-up demand for people wanting those high-end homes and condos than we've ever had. We have people telling us, you just tell me when it's the time to buy. We picked out the unit that they want to be in, the line on the building. So many of our associates have their eye watching these neighborhoods, watching these buildings. So it's going to be a tremendous year in 2018, and the values are going to be better than we've had in the high end in the last couple of years.
I can only tell you that I sit every day and look at the unit that I want to buy. And the people that are controlling it, they know it, and they're just spinning me. It's driving me crazy. But, Ron, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I agree with you that we've got a healthy market. The market's going to stay stable unless there's some kind of black swan event. But like them or not, the current government setup has been very good for business, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a long time. I want to thank my old and good friend, Ron Shuffield, for coming. I got to give you the kidney handshake. And make sure, don't leave right away. I want to get a photo, Ron. Ron Shuffield and our friends at EWM, not only do they sell homes, but they do so in a very fabulous environment led by the top. You know, Ron, an organization's temperament is set by the person at the top.
That's true, and I give so much of that credit to our founders who started this company back, 54 years ago. And as you hang up there, check out this temperature.
Oh yeah, it's 33 degrees in New York. Yeah, I was supposed to go up there. 20s tonight. Yeah, we were glad. I'm glad that we're staying here for my transplant. Thanks. I want to thank Kaya Lipschitz for the transplant, and I want to thank Betty DiMartini for the kidney. I love you, Betty, and I love you, Kaya. I want to thank Ron Shuffield for joining us. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for being our sponsor and serving up Flex Wheels, and our good friend Vince. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave. I want to thank most of all our listeners. I want to thank you because without you, we wouldn't have a show. And without the show, my wife wouldn't have a kidney. Hey, please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it posted on freedombusiness.com real soon, probably by tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. And look for the replays on Tuesdays and Fridays. Well, we'll be on next week because I love doing this. I said that already. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. I guess that was. This is not a rehearsal. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. And now go out there, everybody, and make it happen. Vivian, I love you. I am on the way home. I'm out.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha,